And he said to me, just frustrated and so tired of the whole thing, he said, give up. God has never helped you, and he's never going to help you. And he was just a man at his wit's end, a man that didn't know the word, and a man that was just done, you know. And I just sank to my knees, and I said, I can't give up. He's all I got.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Welcome to a Thanksgiving Week special on the Believer's Voice of Victory. God's Word is able to bring peace and healing into your situation and change it for good. Today, learn what you must do to activate the Word of God in your life. Now, here's Kenneth.
I'll share some things with you today that the Lord has been... You know, you can look at one thing and focus on that one thing and have very little understanding about it because you don't understand what's behind it. You don't know why it's like it is. It just is. And as long as you're looking at things that are, and you keep calling things that are the way they are. And there's not anything to change them. And so, instead of changing and being part of God's power to change what the natural death flow of this earth is, then you're just flowing with it. And everything you do and everything you say perpetuates the lousy condition that you're in. Oh, I hurt. Well, oh, I hurt. I hurt. You understand I hurt? And you call everybody and tell them you hurt. Well, if you wasn't hurting when you started that, you are by now. Because you're just flowing with it. Well, I tell it like it is. That's the reason it is. Words, when you begin right at the book of Genesis, chapter 1, you start dealing with words. This is a word-controlled environment. It is a word-created universe. We live under a word system. You cannot change that. You can, however, change the words under which you live. But you can't change the fact that it's a word system, because that's the way God did it in the first place. And it will always continue like that. And Jesus explained it very capably. He said, you're justified by the words of your mouth. You're condemned by the words of your mouth. You will stand judgment for every idle and operative word that comes out of your mouth, or every faithless word that comes out of your mouth. And he said, out of the abundance of the heart, a man speaks. And what else? And that's what comes to pass. Out of the good treasure of a good man's heart, good things come to pass. Out of the evil or the non-God words would be a way to form that. And I'll tell you in a moment how to decipher between the two. For every evil, wicked word, twisted word that comes out of a wicked man's heart, wicked things come to pass. You see what's causing things to come to that person, whomever they are. And they're not controlled by the environment. They're controlled by the environment that they produce. But the natural man doesn't understand that. He didn't have any way of knowing that. Why? Because the gospel's hidden from him. And this is part of the gospel, to learn that and learn how it functions and how it works. That puts us in a different position. It puts us under different command and authority. It puts us in a place where we become the controlling element in our lives. Because you have God, the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all that He commands and all that He has authority and command over, all of the angels of God, all of the command of God, all the people of God, all of that. He is commander in chief over all of those forces. You have all that on one side, and you have Satan and all he represents to steal, kill, and destroy every principality, every power, every... Now, listen to the name of this one. The principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in heavenly places. That's not talking about the heaven where God lives. There's three different levels of heaven. It's talking about in this low heaven here, the envelope of the world, earth's atmosphere. Yes. Wicked spirits in heavenly places. Now, where are you in all that? Right in the middle. You made the decisions to receive Jesus, Lord of your life. You spoke it with your mouth, and He became the Lord of your life. He was available all the time. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man," so any human being can hear the voice of God. "Any man that hears my voice and opens unto me, I will come in." And this is so thrilling, but most Western people don't even know it's there because we are so non-covenant minded. But this is powerful covenant talk. He said, "Any man that will open unto me, I will come in and I will sup with him. I will enter into covenant relationship with him. I will sup with him," which means I'm going to take over all of the bills of this household. I have become Lord of this house. I'll take care of the food. I'll take care of what you wear. Now, didn't he say that? Didn't he say, "Why take ye thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we put on?" You don't even have to think about that. What are we going to eat? Where's our food going to come from? No, he said, "Your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things." If you follow after that kind of thinking, I don't care if you are born again. If you follow after that kind of thinking, now you have flowed over into the Gentile side of life, the Gentile way of life. Because he said that's all the Gentiles do. They spend all their time trying to get food. Well, so does the animal world. That's what a low level of existence that is. There's some guy up there thinks he's really a hot rock because he's making a couple of million a year. But he's making it. You understand? And it's full of sorrow. So what's $2 or $3 million a year? That's just more food than you can eat. In relationship to what's been opened up to us. Oh, my. A million don't even get started. You're just barely in the door with billion. The government's figured out you can make $1 trillion. All you have to have is a great big printing press, and they'll borrow the money to get that. But I don't care if you do get up through the thousands and the millions and the billions and the trillions. I don't care how far you go with that natural system. You're still seeking food shelter, and clothes. Your heavenly Father knows you have need of those things. You ought to just roll the care of that over on Him. Praise God. Amen. Now, let's follow this a little further. We're looking for concept insight the precepts of God and how He thinks. You remember He said, my way of thinking is higher than your way of thinking. Did you ever stop and meditate a moment on why you think like you do? Or what causes your thought process? You have one thought, it leads to another, and then that leads to another, and that leads to another. And what causes that second and third and fourth thought to come to you? Why? And they're pretty well all the same. You have one thought, you'll have the next one. Why? Because that's the way you were taught to think. And someone else interjects an idea in there, you don't have thought in that line, then your favorite phrase is, yeah, but, and let's get back on my way of thinking. Let's get back over here on my unbelief, the way my grandma taught me to not know what to do. Amen. You gotta, boy, I tell you, the first time somebody says, the Bible says, and the other one says, yeah, but, well, here comes unbelief. Just brace yourself, because here it comes. Why? That's God's thoughts going one way and yours going another. The reason you think like that is because that's the way your household thought. And that's the way your dad's household thought before you. And that's the way your granddad's household thought before you. And you process that back over a period of time. And if there's no interruptions in it, it'll go all the way to Babel. That's the way the Babylonians built the system they built. God said, my ways of thinking are higher than your ways of thinking. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. So you combine that too. My ways of thinking, my ways of doing things are higher than your ways of thinking and your ways of doing things. You do things by natural energy and natural thought. He does things by supernatural energy and supernatural. He does things by the anointing. He does things overall. You can package it all in one word, the blessing and its authority. That's the way He does things, and that's the way He thinks. But now, we don't have to stay over here in our way of thinking. What is our way of thinking? There is a way that seems right to a man. But now, listen. The ways, plural, are ways of death. Now, if you pull away from God's way of thinking, which is one way, He never changes.
Right.
He thinks love. He thinks faith. He thinks word. He thinks give. He thinks power. He thinks nothing is impossible. Amen. He thinks truth unchangeable. That's the way He thinks. Now, you get off of that, there's a whole lot of ways out there to think. But they all going in one direction, death. They seem right. Why? Because it seemed right to your mama. And she told you that. And it seemed right to her mama, and her mama told her that. Well, if you're just going to follow that, if the Bible doesn't get in there somewhere, it's all going to head in the same direction. This is the only thing, this Word of God is the only thing. Yeah, but all those religions have their books. Well, go look up and see where they lead you. See if they lead you to life. Go check all the books. See where they go. Don't waste your time. You knew where they're going before you get into them. Some of them will teach you to kill. Some of them demand that you kill and demand that you die. All but one demand that you die for God. But there is one where God died for you. Only one. Only one. Now, this is good to go back over and over and over and over and over and over to continually renew your mind, renew your thinking to this, because when you step, when you, like, in this environment here, flowing in the same direction, in the Word, in faith, concept is easy, but you get out of here and get out there in that world, and they begin to speak logically to you. Well, logic only goes one logical place, and it's just logical that you're going to die. But that logic don't know where to go after that. You know why? Because it can't see it. But this book will tell you. Well, you need to spend time meditating and listening to these words. And as you do, as you meditate on the things of God and the words of God, and you mix faith with it, your capacity for faith then begins to grow. You wouldn't think just right off that trying to realize how small God is could build your faith. Oh, yeah. And find to know how big God is, well, that builds your faith. And when you begin to cry, Abba, Father, my God, hallelujah. And you continually spend time on this, what are you doing? You are changing your ways for His ways, your thoughts for His thoughts. And the Word begins to command how you think.
My name is Vicki Hewer. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, really a suburb called Pickerington. I had been put in a children's home when I was 4, and I was raised by foster parents, good people. And then by the time I was 23, enough things had happened in my life that agoraphobia came on me. And I don't know how agoraphobia is for other people, but for me, it was a constant voices in my head screaming, God hates you. And I hate to say it like this, but it's the truth. He's going to get you. And it's just like in Deuteronomy where it says, in the morning you wish to God it was night, and at night you wish to God it was morning. There was never a moment of peace. There was never any calm. There was never any separation from the terror. And I would go to sleep in terror. I'd wake up in terror. And trying to raise kids, you still have to go to the grocery store, only you do it in terror. You still have to take the kids to school, only it's in terror. Every holiday was terror. Everything was just, well, the Bible says fear has torment, and that's what it was. It was constant torment. So I lived like that for 7 years, and it was horrifying. No one around me knew any word, knew how to break it, knew how to take authority over it, knew how to get delivered. The night before I was delivered, my husband and I had to go to a play a friend of ours was in. And I didn't want to go because I didn't want to do anything. But I had to learn how to be in my own life. And so I went with him. And the theater that was slanted like this, and we were way up high, had the worst seats probably in the whole building. And I couldn't breathe. It was too dark. I kept thinking I was going to fall forward. Every crazy, insane fear was on me. And when we got home, I just said to my husband, I'm so glad to be home. Not that I was any freer, but at least I was in my own home. And he said to me, just frustrated and so tired of the whole thing, he said, give up. God has never helped you, and He's never going to help you. And he was just a man at his wit's end, a man that didn't know the word, and a man that was just done, you know. And I just sank to my knees, and I said, I can't give up. He's all I got. And words are vital. Words for me are everything. I'm so glad I spoke those words because the very next day I got delivered and a girl came up to me. Her name was Joanne and she said, Vicki, come to the altar. Let God minister to you. And I said, I've been to every altar for 7 years. And she says, give him one more chance. And I thought, well, yeah, really, come on. So I went to the altar. The next thing I know, I'm laying flat on my back. A wail, a horrifying wail coming out of me. Sob came out of me. I knew the voices were over. The cloud, there was a cloud where I couldn't see clearly out, was gone. My mind was my own. I was free. I knew I was free. I knew the fear was gone. And I'm laying there sobbing now out of joy. A woman drops in my face and says, you don't know me. But listen, she said, pray in tongues for an hour every day. She didn't say if you want to or if it feels like it. Like a good thing to do. She said, do it. And I listened to her. And she said, and listen to these four tapes by Kenneth Copeland. They were Freedom from Fear, Laws of Reciprocal, Faith versus Fear. And she says, listen to them. And I began to listen to the Word of God. And for the first time in my life, I heard truth.
Did your mindset begin to change, Vicki?
Immediately. Well, first, I heard the Lord say, keep your mouth shut till you can speak my word. And he said, and walk in love. I have never heard that before. And then I found in the word where it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And I knew I didn't because I had been taught to be afraid of him. But I began to speak that word and to just say it to him. I love you with all my heart. And it didn't happen immediately, but you know, it goes in. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not afraid of you anymore. I love you. And I think to myself, I even like you. You know, it changed me.
And I mean, you were also at the point in your marriage where you had a husband that you probably didn't like very much
at
either.
At all. Let's be real. I didn't like him. I didn't really want to be with him. He didn't help me out of that fear, out of ignorance. He didn't know. And I just was done with him, and the Lord told me to walk in love to him. And I thought that was really wild. Faith works by love. I didn't know that. So I didn't know what he was telling me to do in loving my husband would keep me strong, keep that fear from me. And so I'd hear him. The Lord would say, John will be home in a couple minutes. Go brush your hair. Look pretty when he gets home. He'd say, John loves Swiss steak. Make it for him. Swiss steak is the hardest meal to make, but I'd make it for him. He'd tell me that was ugly coming out of his mouth. Don't hold it against him. And I would begin to walk this out day by day, listening to the Word of God, how to love this man.
Did it change?
It changed. And now he walks in love. He loves me. I love him.
Vicki Huer battled the torment of agoraphobia for over 7 years. But through her faith in God, and the introduction to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, she was released from this bondage. For the past 27 years, Vicki has been blessed with a strong mind, a strong marriage, and a strong family. She is now teaching others the truth that set her free.
The woman that told me to listen to the tapes had this enormous dresser, drawer after drawer after drawer of Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Hagin, Marilyn Hickey, Jerry Savelle. I could go, she let me have anything, and I would listen to Copeland and listen to Copeland until I sounded like him. You know, you sound like your teacher, you know, and all I ever wanted to do was tell people so they'd be free too. I believe where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, and there's liberty in me, and there's liberty on me to help people, and I have a confidence in who the Father is, and I know He loves me.
Over the years, I mean, I've noticed it. First, let me say this. The things that you saw in that piece and the things that you hear Gloria and me preach all the time, if you keep calling things that are the way they are, they don't ever change. Now, Vicki learned the importance of speaking the words of God. I've seen it. The hardest thing for people to get hold of is the fact that their words count. That it's not what somebody else says about you. It's not what somebody else does. Nobody else can control your life unless you give up control of it. And Jesus said, right, just as plain in the 12th chapter of the book of Matthew, every idle word that men should speak, they'll give account thereof on the day of judgment, for by your words Are you justified? By your words, are you condemned? She was delivered from the torment of fear, and God healed her marriage. Now, that's not because Vicky's some special person. No, she's a whosoever, just like you and me. Amen. Now, just like we learned today, words created the universe. We live in a word system. You can't change the fact that we live in this word system, but you can change the words under which you live, and that controls your environment. Nobody else can settle your future but you. Amen. With words, ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. He's standing at the door of your heart knocking. And with words, repent of your past. Now, this is just so plain. I tell you, it just can't be any plainer than the way it was written out right here in the Word of God. In fact, you remember, Jesus said, the sower sows the word. I mean, this is what this is all about. In the 10th chapter of Romans, the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach. Not the word of fear, not the word of doubt, not the word of hate, but the word of faith, and the word of love, and the word of healing. Hallelujah. If you will say with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And that word saved there is the Greek word, you shall be made sound, whole, strong. Hallelujah. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with his mouth confession is made unto salvation. Just pray it today. Jesus, I believe you've been raised from the dead. Glory to God. Come into my heart. I repent of sin. I renounce the past. And I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to send you the free salvation package and the little book, He Did It All For You. And all you need to do is just let us know. Get online, what you need to do, and I'll send it to you free and postpaid. God loves you, and we love you, and we'll see you all this Thanksgiving week here in the United States and all over the world. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit us at kcm.org. There you can purchase this broadcast and other KCM products. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day.